Well, I do mention you that my wife is 3 months pregnant or almost 3.5 months pregnant. And I also told you that I have 2 daughters, you know, by the grace of God. And please do help Brother Mark to pray that hopefully the third baby would be a boy. I need a preacher. So once again, thank you so much, Pastor Aaron. And I would not take too much time because Pastor already given me just limited time today. So today, I know if there's one very familiar character in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, one of the very prominent or very popular character in the Bible that each Christian knows, I believe David is always included to the list. I believe one of the most very significant, prominent, popular, well-known character in the Bible is King David, one of the most detailed as far as the Bible is concerned. And we all know from the Bible that it gives us or a lot of details on the life of this man. And we see that in the latter parts, on the latter end of the life of King David, the Bible told us that he became an exile. He went out of Jerusalem, and in a very short period of time, he became a stranger and exile in his own place and in his own people. And the reason why he became an exile is because one of his son, or his third son, Absalom, the Bible told us that he created a mutiny, he created a rebellion against his father, he created a revolt, animosity, because Absalom, the Bible says, he stole the hearts of the people, he melts the heart of the people, that almost all the people that supported King David sided to him because Absalom wanted to be a king all over to Jerusalem. And for that plan to be succeed, or for that thing to be come true, because he wants to be a king, he needs to oust his own father David, because David was the king then. So Absalom created this rebellion, and sad to say, a lot of people sided to Absalom. Sad to say, some army and soldiers and even generals and even priests sided to Absalom. And when King David finally find out about that rebellion and that mutiny created by this own son Absalom, he left no choice than to get out of Jerusalem. This is unprepared, unplanned, but he left. But he didn't have a choice because he doesn't want to fight his own son. He doesn't want to fight his own army. So he just decided, according to the Bible, he left Jerusalem. And then because of that, in a very short period of time, he became an exile. But today, actually, I'm not going to preach David today. In a very short period of time, very quick, in a short message, I'm not going to preach to you today about David. I'm not going to preach to you today about Absalom. But I'm going to preach to you today about a man in the Bible, one man in the Bible, whom King David will never forgotten for the rest of his life. I'm going to preach to you today, actually, he is already an old man, one of the old men in the Bible, a character in the Bible, whom King David owe a lot for the rest of his life. And 3 things that I would like to share with you today, very quick, about this man. And the name of the man that I'm speaking to you today, his name is Barzillai. I'm going to preach to you today about that man, Barzillai, and 3 things with that man. Number one, the purity of the good deeds of Barzillai. Then number two, the price of the good deeds of Barzillai. Then number three, the preservation of the good deeds of Barzillai. Look at your Bible, 2 Samuel chapter 17, in a hurry. So 2 Samuel chapter 17, look at verse 27, 28, and 29. This is what the Bible says. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 27, 28, and 29, the purity of the good deeds of Barzillai. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobai, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodibar. And here comes the name of the old man, Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim. As far as David is concerned, this is the thing that Barzillai did to him. Verse 28, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pearls and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Actually, I don't really know the circumstances at this point of time. As far as Barzillai is concerned. I really don't know what's going on in the life of this old man in the Bible. But as a matter of truth, this old man in the Bible, Barzilla, is a wealthy man. He was one of the richest person in the Bible. Now, probably it was a wonderful Monday morning. Barzilla was there in his beautiful mansion, pretty gorgeous mansion. In the front of his house, in the courtyard of his house, Barzilla was standing there, probably sitting, walking through, thinking for something, or resting, or relaxing. Then while Barzilla was standing there in the front of his yard, all of a sudden, he looked toward this direction, outside this house, outside the gate of his house. Then all of a sudden, as he looked at this direction, he saw bands of people, he saw a company of people approaching his place. So he looked again with more focus. He really saw people, a company of people approaching and walking toward to his direction, toward to his place, toward his place. So when he saw that people coming in into his place, Barzillai probably called two of his servants in the household. And he said, would somebody get out from our house? And would somebody get out from our gate? And somebody will approach, who is these people that coming into to our place, into my house? So two of his servants came in and outside being in a hurry. They went out from the gate and approached this bunch of people that coming into the place of Barzillai. So when was that thing was about, these two servants came to Barzillai and they told the thing that they find out about this bunch of people. And these two servants said, you know what, Barzillai? To be honest with you, we don't know who is these people that coming into our place. To be honest with you, we don't know their names. We don't know where they came from. But one thing that we've noticed today in Barzillai, these people that is about to come to your house and to your place, these people is hungry and thirsty and they're just about to die. So when Barzillai heard that news, he immediately responded to that thing that he heard and he commanded all of his servants in the household. And Barzillai said, well, I want you all people in this house to prepare me a lot of food. I want you to bring the biggest table that we could able to prepare. And I want you to prepare chairs on this big table. And I want you to bring out all the best of the foods and bring on the top of the table. I want you to bring the best drink that we could offer and let these people come in, and I want you to welcome these people and let them sit down and let these people eat everything on the top of the table that we could able to offer and give them just to survive and to live for another day. To be honest with you, Barzillai, he didn't know King David well at that point of time. But Barzillai took the challenge, willing to accept the risk, and he is willing to put his name on the line. Because when David get out from Jerusalem, yes, there's a lot of people that he met. There's a lot of houses that he knocked. But among all those houses that he knocked, among all those people that he asked for help, nobody responded. But here's the only one man in the Bible that really accept the challenge and take the risk and offer the life and offer the help. As far as David is concerned, it was Barzillai. The purity, then number two, I would like you to see the price of the good deeds of Barzillai. 2 Samuel chapter 19, here is the price of the good deeds of Barzillai. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 30. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 31. And Barzillai, verse 31, the Gileadite came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 4 years old, and he provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? Now, if you will going to go back to chapter 18, you will going to find out one of the best interesting thing that happened in chapter 18. No more Absalom. In chapter 18, Absalom was already been pacified. No more rebellion, no more army, no more generals that sided to Absalom. Actually, at this point of time, Absalom is already broken down. No more power, no more charisma over Absalom, no more everything to Absalom. So right now, once and for all, King David succeeded again the throne. He was again the king of Jerusalem. Now, it was a good day as far as David is concerned, and David was there sitting on his throne, on the chair of being a king. All the majesty, all the power, and all the authority that he
king, then all of a sudden King David think of the land of Mahanaim. When he think of the land of Mahanaim, he cannot think the man that living in the land of Mahanaim, his name is Barzillai. When he think of that man Barzillai, David called one of his general, Joab. And he said, would somebody come up here and call Joab and let Joab came and present himself to me? So Joab, in a hurry, he came to the king and asked the king David and said, what's wrong, King David? And King David said to Joab, Joab, do you still remember the land of Mahanaim? And Joab said, yes, I still remember the land of Mahanaim. As a matter of truth, Joab said, I still remember the man that living in the land of Mahanaim, his name is Barzillai. And when David heard of that to Joab, David commanded Joab and all the people with Joab, all his servants, and said, Joab, this is I want you to do. I want you to prepare the precious gift that we could offer in this palace to that old man. I want you to prepare the precious gift, the precious gold. I want you to prepare the precious silver, the precious gold. I want you to prepare the finest cattle, the finest sheep. I want you to prepare the bravest warrior. I want you to prepare the bravest soldiers that we will go, that we will have. And we will go to the land of Mahanaim, and we will go in to meet that man living in the land of Mahanaim. His name is Barzillai. I don't know how many days it took for them to journey from Jerusalem to Mahanaim, but they go. As a matter of truth, they go. So when they go, the soldiers and everything of that, the gold, the precious, the offer, the gift that they could give to Barzillai. So when they came to the land of Mahanaim, Barzillai is already old. He's already 80 years old. So Barzillai, he was again probably taking good care of the vegetable that he has outside the house, the garden. He was watering the garden, putting manure to the garden, fertilizer. Then all of a sudden, once again, he saw people coming into his place. And when he saw these people coming in again to his place in curiosity, he himself went out from the house, went out from the gate, and he himself met these people that is about to come to his place. So here comes the situation, here comes the scenario. Barzillai stood there, and here comes the mighty warrior of Jerusalem. At the back of these soldiers standing is the king of Jerusalem, King David. So from the back, David walked into the front. And King David presented himself to Barzillai. And when David stood at the right, stood at the front of Barzillai, King David said, do you still remember me, old man? Barzillai asked the old man, said, Barzillai, do you still remember me? And Barzillai looked up and said, you know what? I still remember you. You know what? I remember you. As a matter of truth, you've been here 3 years ago. And you know what? One thing that I've noticed 3 years ago when the first time you came here, as a matter of truth, you are hungry. You are thirsty. All of your people are hungry and thirsty with you at that time. And if I'm not going to help you that time, I do believe you're gonna die. And King David said, you know what, Barzillai? I came here because I want to bless you. But King David said, Barzillai, please go with me in Jerusalem. Come with me in Jerusalem. I will feed you in Jerusalem. I will going to give you everything you need in Jerusalem. Just go with me in Jerusalem, Barzillai, because I want to return the favor that you have done to me in the past. You helped me in the past. You gave me food in the past. You give your hands in the past. You open your house when nobody wants to open to me. You give your help. You give your life. You accept the challenge. And now it is time for me to recompense and repay and bless you, Barzillai. And David said, don't worry about your loved ones here, Barzillai. You can bring them to Jerusalem. Don't worry about your cattle. Don't worry about your sheep. I can give you a lot of cattle and sheep in Jerusalem. Don't worry about your land. I can give you a lot of land in Jerusalem. Barzillai, just go with me in Jerusalem because I want to bless you.
Every little thing we do for the glory of God, someday, God will return the favor to you. God is not sleeping that he didn't know what you're doing. God is not asleep. He knows everything we're doing for the glory of God. Then number three, the last, the price, the purity, the preservation. 1 Kings chapter 2, and that's it. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, and that's it. The preservation of the good deeds of Barzillai. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. This account in the Bible is account wherein we could see that David is about to die. The final chapter of the life of King David is about to done. David was about to die at this point of time. He will go in to give the final charge to his son Solomon. He will go in to give the final statement that he could able to deliver and give as far as Solomon is concerned. After 40 years of ruling God's people, after 40 years of being a good king in Jerusalem, 1 Kings chapter 2 is the passage in the scripture where we could see that David is about to die. Now look at 1 Kings chapter 2. Now the days, verse 1, of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon, his son, saying. Now, King David was there in the palace. He was lying there in the bed of a king, and he's about to die. And David, of course, before David going to die, he was going to give the throne to his son Solomon. And I can believe with all my heart, every person, every individual that is about to die, that last word that he was going to tell is a very significant word. A person that is about to face his own death, that statement that he was going to deliver, I do believe with all my heart that is a very significant statement. Now here comes David lying on his bed. The two eyes is about to close. The final breath is about to break in, and he ends up saying. So David called his son Solomon. Solomon, I want you to come here and present yourself. So Solomon stood beside in the lying death of his father, King David, and David took the hand of his hand, Solomon. And David said, Solomon, I'm going to die, but I want you to remember what I'm going to tell you today. Among all the people that David met, among all the people that David mingled, probably some of the people that he met, he became friends, and even good friends. But among all the people that David met in his lifetime, when he's about to die, he only mentioned two names. Look at verse 5, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 5. And here is the first name he mentioned. Verse 5, moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, unto Amasa the son of Jeter, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war on his girdle that was about his loins, and his shoes that were on his feet. David said, I know, Solomon, that God gave you wisdom that he didn't give to an ordinary man. I know, Solomon, that God gave you knowledge and intelligence that he didn't give to anyone else. I know you possess the wisdom that God has been given you. Now I want you to take note, Joab. You know what Joab did? He killed Abner, he killed Jether. As a matter of truth, King David said, he killed your brother Absalom. Don't trust Joab, King David said to Solomon. Let your eyes open always to Joab. Joab cannot be a trusted man. Joab is an evil man. But the last person he mentioned, look at verse 7, and that's it. And the Bible says, but shew kindness unto the sons of Barzillai. He only mentioned two names, the name, bad one, Joab, and the good name, Barzillai. And said, Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table, for so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom, thy brother. King David said to his son Solomon, my son, you are not going to be king after I die if warrant of that old man in the land of Mahanaim. I want you to know, my son, he said, King David.